Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Not Without My Sister, where today I'm mining the deep and rich mine of real-life experience to ask an important, crucial, life-altering question. Beatrice, is it ever acceptable to write a list of ideal birthday gifts on a birthday invitation for your child? Oh, for your child. For your child. Yeah, recently one of our children got a birthday invitation from a friend of his, and there was a list on the birthday invitation of gifts that he would like. And I was outraged, and myself and Brandon had a big conversation where he was like, I think it's a really good idea. This way you know what he's into. There's no point in getting him a gift that he doesn't like. And I was like, there is. That's life. You get gifts you don't like and you smile and you go, thanks so much, I've always wanted this, and then you give it to someone else. Like, that's a lesson.
I mean, it's true. If you didn't have this list, regifting wouldn't exist, right? And regifting is rather convenient.
You have a whole drawer of regifts,
no,
don't you?
No, I have a whole drawer of gifts. Some are regifts, but the majority of things that I see and I say I should buy that because at some point it'll be a great gift. Yeah. And then when I go to gift it, I'm like, where's that thing gone?
I wish you had a drawer full of Terry's chocolate oranges. You should get a drawer full of Terry's chocolate oranges. Why didn't I bring more home from Ireland as potential gifts for me?
I do have that for me. Actually, I just bought you a gift yesterday. It's winging its way here from Neiman Marcus.
I bought you a gift. Oh, it's not from Neiman Marcus. And I was hoping it was going to be here when I left today, but it wasn't.
I just bought you this. I said, you know what? I put it in the cart. I was like, oh, Rosemary would love that. Then I was like, why would I be buying anything for Rosemary from Neiman Marcus for a gift, a random gift? And I was like, poor Rosemary needs a gift and a hug. And I was like, she's still not getting it. And I was like, don't be such a scabby bitch. So then I put it back in the cart and it's coming.
Well, that was a thrilling story. I can't wait.
You're welcome. I think that I have seen these myself now on birthday gifts, but I have to admit I've never investigated. I've just given my children whatever gift I see fit for this child. Is that bad manners?
I don't think so. Because even when you have a wedding list, right? Or if somebody, like somebody gets married and says, like cash gifts preferred, which I've seen. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, well, is it bad manners if you do? It's not bad manners, but I think they are a bit like, ugh, I didn't want a gift.
I think it is. I think if you have a list and people buy whatever they want, I think it is seen as poor form, even though I do that, because I'm also like, I will get you whatever I want to get you because it's my right to give you a gift. But I would say that if I was to
poll,
peruse the ethicist on the New York Times, Kwame, whatever his name is, the ethicist, he'd probably be like, if you're the person to whose party you are going has taken, you know, invited you and has gone to the trouble of putting out a list, is it any skin off your back to actually adhere to the list? I mean, now that I asked that, my own internal ethicist is saying probably not, but like sometimes, but sometimes I just hate all these things and I want to give them something that is more meaningful, I think, and more representative of our friendship or relationship versus like, I want 12 of these napkins to match on my table.
I know what you mean. And I think that's probably because we like buying people gifts. You know what I mean? Like, I think some people hate buying gifts because they never know what to get and they find it really stressful, and they would love to have a list for everybody all the time for every occasion so that they would never have to think or like worry about what to get someone. But I think it's also because you and I think are quite easy to please when it comes to gifts. No, not easy to please, but I think like we like a lot of things and we're like, oh my God, how nice. You got me a candle. I love candles. Even not, like I have 25 in the press. I still really like candles. It's a really nice candle. It smells lovely. Or a book I've been meaning to read. Or, oh, I love that necklace. It's really cute. Or even if I wouldn't buy it for myself, I love that necklace because you gave it to me. You know what I mean? Whereas I think there are some people, I definitely know people who are very like, oh, I didn't like that because I don't wear that shade of blue, or I've already read that book, or I have so many books, I don't want any more books. You know what I mean?
Well, I also think maybe I'm inflicting my own judgment on people, because when people get married particularly and they put out like a wedding list and they're planning to decorate their entire houses and it has, you know, full settees and I go like, this is weird. Like, this is weird where you're planning from scratch to decorate and furnish your house with these kind of bland, and everything's grey and beige, right? And again, like, total judgment now on my part. Because like, I feel like a house should be an eclectic representation of the life that you have and places you've been, and like, things should have meaning versus, but I mean, literally now that I say this out loud, I'm like, what a judgmental bitch. Like, who am I to decide, you know, that you shouldn't have an old taupe interior all from Crate and Barrel, for example.
Yeah.
But even today, you know, I was looking at my cupboard the other day and I'm like, God, fucking nothing matches. And like, this fucking set of four blue plates and that set of six blue plates or three yellow plates and a yellow cup, etc. And then today in walking around Target, where I spent an obscene amount of money, even though I went to a company mother on her last day, she's like, oh, do you mind popping into her? I was like, no problem. Then I'm like, Mom, do you mind, like, do you mind checking out a different cash register? Because like, I have 14 hours worth of stuff to check out.
What was Mom going to buy in Target out of interest? I've forgotten.
She was going to buy clothes for Dad. And then we come home, he's like, show us what you bought. She's like, forgot to get you anything except undies.
Oh my God.
She ended up buying stuff for like, gifts to bring home, like, you know, baby clothes and something for Attawas.
Let me tell you, for a future Patreon episode, we will have to talk about Patreon, because Mom and Dad aren't on our Patreon. We will have to talk about the great Target related clothing meltdown that was had before we left.
Oh my God. Well, anyway.
I can't believe she went to buy clothes for Dad and then didn't.
Well, no, she goes, these are, she goes, listen, he doesn't need any undies, just get them in Ireland. I said, listen, just get him a pack of undies, but it's no skin off your nose again, right? I'm into the skin off your nose and off your back at the moment. Anyway, I go, it's no skin off your nose. She goes, oh, fine. She grabs, literally, like with her eyes closed, reaches out, grabs a pair of
undies. She probably got them in XL or something as well. No. He's a medium now.
I said, are these medium? She goes, yeah. I go, are these cute? Sure, who's even going to see him in them? I said, you will.
Unfortunately, all of us, if this trip is anything to go by.
Oh, God, I know. I know, they don't seem to. I need a cabana.
I was just about to say, we need a little modesty, like a little modesty corner at the pool.
I was just walking up to the pool today, and he obviously decided, God bless him, that he would hide behind one of the loungers with his arse fully facing the house. So I was walking up with my arms full, nowhere to go. Couldn't even put my hand up in front of my eyes, fully mooned at.
You could have closed your eyes, Beatrice.
Didn't even occur to me. I'd trip and fall. Not that coordinated.
You could have stopped walking and closed your eyes.
God. They're not very quick. They're not like sneaky. They're not doing furtive. What happened to the old like towel around your waist?
I know. Yeah. I don't know. They're not into that anymore.
No, they're not. You know what? They're comfortable with themselves.
That's true. Maybe they're going to join a nudist colony. Can you imagine? Mom would be the most judgmental nudist in the world.
I feel like a nudist colony in my mind and a nudist colony in reality would be two very different things.
I just always wonder, would you put something down before you sit down in a nudist colony? Or just
what
sitting
kind
here,
of, what do you mean?
Like put, a towel or something.
Down? Oh, a towel. I thought you meant like a bodily fluid.
No. Like a towel down. Like, are you just sitting on the furniture with your bare arse all the time?
I presume so, but Rosemary, what's the problem?
Do you remember
it's
Sex and the City
skin?
When Harry used to sit? Because, Peter, that's, we poo out of there.
Yeah, but like, do you poo? You don't poo out of your butt cheeks. You poo out of a whole wedged.
Okay, but
especially
like,
especially if you're older, okay, but at least 5 inches away from your butt cheeks, like it's way in there.
If I'm naked and I'm sitting down, like my vulva is making contact with the seat.
My vulva,
Beatrice.
We were. How did you go from talking about butt cheeks?
How did I go from kids' birthday presents to vulvas?
you just always find a way.
Oh, did you buy yourself anything in Target? Did you buy any clothes?
I can't. Yeah, I did. I can't even buy me anything. No.
Every time I buy something for myself, you go, why didn't you get me one of those?
Well, I'll show you what I bought and you can see if you'd like any of it. I'll give you the brown shirt if you like.
What? I'll give you the brown shirt. Nobody wants a brown shirt.
You might like it. I thought it was very cute.
I said,
should I get this or is it horrible? And Mom goes, it's exactly your colour. Now that I'm thinking about it.
That's not an answer.
What's it supposed to mean? What a cow pat.
A brown shirt is exactly your colour. That's not good. A brown shirt, Beatrice.
I also bought a brown skirt.
What are you in that 70s show? This is worrying.
Oh my God, it is like a wildlife out there. Look, is that a beaver?
Where? A beaver?
In front of the rabbit.
I don't see the rabbit or the beaver.
What?
Oh.
Look at the rabbit over there. Now. Yeah, look at the rabbit over there right beside the road. Seriously. And look, right behind it, right in front of it.
It's just another rabbit.
It's not. It's a platypus or something. Look at it. Look, it's just lifted up its head.
It's
going over to the rabbit.
What is it?
This is literally like Sylvanian families or something out there. Look.
Yeah, I'm looking, Beatrice.
What is going on? Nature at its finest in the front garden.
Is it a beaver? It's cute.
I don't know what it... Yeah, I think it is.
Beaver lives next to water.
Do beavers have big long tails?
I don't know. Is it a raccoon? No.
Is it a cat? Look. It's gone right up to the rabbit.
I haven't got my glasses on. I can't see if that's a rabbit.
I cannot believe this rabbit's eating all the grass. I cannot get over. They are besties.
I think they're about to fight, Beatrice.
Oh. No, look. They're like, look at nature coexisting, Rosemary. The wonders of nature. Oh, anyway. So am I a judgmental maniac for that? So by that same token, should I just be thinking, it doesn't matter if I think that this child would like a bad guy's book and would be better off reading. I should instead adhere to their wishes. Now, I don't think it's quite the same for a child. This child's not starting his new life. Do you know what I mean? And I'm preventing him from having a six pack of whatever.
But I also think it gets back to like, what's the point of gifts, right? What's the point of presents, like birthday or Christmas or wedding gifts?
Okay, why did gifts?
From whence did gifts originate?
Yes.
Like, I think wedding gifts are because people started like buying people something to help them get started on their life together. Do you know what I mean? And kind of, it would have been often when people didn't live together before. So they would get gifts that would be like a toaster or whatever, like stuff they'd need for their house because they'd moved in together for the first time. Whereas now, obviously, you don't need that. But I think...
Oh, okay. Cavemen, and I am very Neanderthal, as 23andMe said, would give gifts to express their affection and appreciation towards one another. Tribe leaders would praise someone for their contributions by giving them a gift. They would gift things such as an animal, tooth, a tree bark, or a unique looking stone. Blah, blah, blah. Then the ancient Egyptians, gifts were given to the pharaohs on their coronation day. Jewelry, flour, grains, crops, and even money. Blah, blah, blah.
Maybe it's a meerkat. Look, he's standing up on his hind legs now.
Oh, he really is.
I don't think it is a meerkat, but...
Modern day gifting.
I mean, we did cover this and I'll try to link in the show notes because we did do an episode about gifts and like what makes a good gift and what makes a bad gift. And we talked about like is the purpose of a gift, you know, to buy something that the other person wants or to buy something that you want to buy the other person, and probably should be what
it's
the other person wants.
Well, it's probably both, right? I mean, at the same time, you're trying to... I think there is... to me, it is important to express the friendship. And also, you know what? Going back to the kids, though, like, I don't think you're trying to tell an adult... You're not trying to teach an adult how to be appreciative. But like for kids, there is, you know, all of these are opportunities for learning. Like this is an opportunity to understand that you're not always going to get what you want. And if mom creates a wish list for you, you're always going to get what you want.
Yeah,
and does mom socialize this with you? Why am I calling them mom? Does mommy?
Which means that, like, as in, do they discuss it with the kid beforehand?
Yeah, because then like the disappointment, like then the kids come rocking up going like, where are my five gifts? And now if I didn't get my five gifts, it's a failure. So like, I think it was a failure when I only got one Easter egg.
I'm suddenly thinking though, this could be a great opportunity to not get more of the stuff that you hate in the house. Like as in...
Like what, Rosemary?
Like slime.
Oh.
Like for birthday presents, I could be like, no slime, no kinetic sand, No.
What's wrong with kinetic sand? That's actually really good. Slime is terrible because it gets stuck on all your furniture. But like kinetic sand now, you're just actually being
our kinetic sand I just put in the bin. It's full of hair, full
that's
of dust.
Fine.
It's filthy.
That's fine.
You can I'm going to get a new one.
It's dirty. Like, yeah. But like slime is a disaster because it truly gets in your clothes and your furniture and your upholstery. And then it says, does not wash out.
Sorry, did I tell you about the day that the boys decided to cover their arms in slime to see what would happen? And we literally spent 35 minutes on each child pulling like tiny bit, and they were like, it's not hurting, and the two of us were like, what did you expect? Like, what can you do?
Absolute bitch.
Just had to try and roll it all off. Oh my god, it was terrible.
It's called curiosity. You're supposed to be encouraging curiosity in these children.
Sorry, if a child puts a pee up his nose, are you like, good job, you're so curious?
Well, yeah.
No, you're like, don't
Chance
do that
did it, Chance did it multiple times, and Don had we had to bring him to the ER once, and Don had to retrieve it two other times with tweezers, and the agony and the blood covered pee. Yeah.
Ugh.
The agony. And I would say, that was a really good job, Chance. Really good job. I'm so proud of you for
such
your curiosity.
Such a curious child.
Yeah, fantastic.
What would you put on the, like, not in our house list?
Slime. No alcohol for the kids. They're too young.
Sex toys, probably a no-no.
Why do you always have
you
to go
there? You brought in the alcohol.
What? They're not. They're not
sorry.
Always related.
Sorry, you know what else? Ryan. No Ryan's toy
no
reviews.
Ryan, no Ryan.
You put me off Ryan, but I'm very solidly off
no Ryan
now.
I'll say yes to anything else. No Ryan. No, what else? No, what else?
Oh no, sorry. No Ryan. No, what's that YouTuber they love? He's called Invincible or something.
Can I say no slime, please? No Ryan. Thanks so much for your thoughts. No anything annoying if you don't mind. Please.
No YouTuber merch is what I'd say. I hate them all.
I'm trying to think No, you know, no anything with more than 10 pieces, please.
But that means no Lego.
Oh, no. Yes, Lego. The exception. Yes, jigsaws. But like things that you can put, like no anything, no like board games that have 5 million pieces and, you know, need to be constructed with straws and are 100% reliant on no pieces going missing.
And also not being touched then. Because, you know, like another child comes over, touches it with their finger and it collapses. That's
house
always
cards,
a recipe for disaster.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'd actually also say no, like playing cards are fine, but no more, like we don't need any more Uno. We don't need any more Pokemon cards. We don't need any more. We have a Bluey board game that has about 10 million cards in it. All the cards are mixed up.
Do I have that Bluey board game? I don't even think we've ever played it. I better play it.
We got it and tried to play it once and it was incredibly complicated, so we didn't actually succeed in playing it. But we must get it out again. We haven't played Enchanted Forest with the kids yet.
Oh, although Enchanted Forest,
the baby did take Enchanted Forest out the other day. He's a very early learner.
Oh, mm-hmm. I also read the true instructions, the true destructions of Enchanted Forest. And there is a game, it says for younger children, play, like, honest to God, like, some people are so smart. Play with half the number of trees. I was like, oh, genius.
Would never have occurred to me.
Never occurred to me.
I hate, though, reading the instructions. You know, when you read the real instructions with Monopoly and it's like, if you land on a property and you don't buy it, it must be auctioned off. Who does that?
Dad.
Oh, boring.
Monopoly is such a good game until you're losing. And then it is so that there's no coming back from it. Once
that's life, though, Beatrice.
Things.
That's life. Like, the more money and property you have, the better off you'll be. And then as soon as you start in the slippery slope towards bankruptcy, you're fucked. You can't claw your way back. That's life. Monopoly is a good life lesson. I should put that on the boy's birthday. Monopoly. Monopoly.
Happy birthday, kids. That's what I was about to say. You know what? The Game of Life. That's another great game.
Oh, it's very heteronormative, though. Mammy and Daddy and the two kids.
Why can't
in the car.
Does it have to be? Why can't you just put Mammy in the car?
I wonder if it can now be Mammy and Mammy. I don't know.
They're two little pink pegs. You can choose the
you
car.
You had to have a pink peg and a blue peg. You had to have the pink and blue to make the set.
Two pinks is fine.
That's on the instructions.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm telling you.
You're very heteronormative. I'm always thinking outside of the box, if you pardon the pun.
What else would I say? I like Play-Doh, but I kind of think you can reach a critical mass of Play-Doh.
No, Play-Doh's excellent.
A lot of Play-Doh in the house now.
Do you know what? Nothing that makes
sounds.
Loads of fucking noise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that frog game is a really good game, but I think Kathy gave them this frog game that you slam on it and it makes ribbity noises. And then if they leave it on and they walk away, which is like inevitable, it just continues to make electronic ribbit noises for now. Could I stand up and turn it off? Of course I could, but usually it goes on for an extended period of time before I even notice that I'm enraged. I mean, the other day out in the pool, Dad was getting really, really angry, and I was like, "What's wrong with you?" He's like, "The noise from these kids." I'm like, "Oh, I literally hadn't noticed it. Like, it is a skill.
Yeah,
it is a fine-tuned skill.
I don't think I'm there yet.
I mean, especially because Beau was screaming." Get out of the water! Get out of the water! Get out of the water! Like, you would think that would alert me to, like, something is wrong. Didn't even bat an
What was
eyelid.
Happening?
Absolutely.
Was this
nothing.
Just part of a game or something?
This was part of a game, but I did not even notice. But, like, what
so
if it had
stressful.
Been an emergency? Hadn't even twigged, hadn't even noticed it.
Well, I bought the baby this steering wheel thing that he mashes on the buttons and it goes, like, fill her up and goes glug, glug, glug for the petrol thing. And every now and again, he'll leave it on, we'll leave it on, and it'll be silent for about an hour, and then all of a sudden it'll go, it's time to drive your car, you can drive it very far.
Oh my God, do you not think this is just classic American capitalism, like America, the land of the automobile, where they're all enraged now that gas is
$5. They're very upset about it, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, they all drive to Florida, you know, it is really normal to drive 24 hours because it's so much cheaper than buying a flight or whatever. Now, I mean, obviously, if you have a family of four or six, it's probably always going to be cheaper to drive if you can, you know, and in Ireland you can't because you're going to run up into the sea, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it's also really normal to drive, like, they don't walk anywhere because you can't walk anywhere.
No.
Unless you live downtown. Do you know what I mean? So it's really normal.
That's only in Fort Wayne, right? Like,
I think I think Dallas was quite like that as well.
Well, no, they have public transport, which you could choose.
Oh,
but people
don't
choose to take it because it's not cheap, because it's not cheaper, you know, because gas is so cheap. It's just at such a low price the whole time. So you are literally feeding into this American obsession with the voiture by buying your child. Who is this made by? I guarantee you this is like GE, sponsored by GE.
It's Fisher-Price or something.
Sponsored by
GE. The great conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Did you hear GE are making kids' toys now?
Yeah, I guarantee you they are.
Please.
Get them young. Get them
young.
Glug, glug, glug.
So what would you put, what toys would you want for your kids' birthdays? What would you put on the list?
I all the stuff you were mentioning, I'd put Play-Doh on. I mean, Rosemary, I'd put kinetic sand. I'm like, let them be kids. Let these kids be kids. Oh, do you know what else? I'd be like, give them an easel and some paint and let them have at it. Let those little hearts paint away all day unsupervised.
Well, we bought William an easel and he never uses it.
Well, Rosemary, maybe it's because you have it locked in the bedroom. You need to.
Well, we
paint
actually
with
ran
them.
Out. We actually ran out of paper, so I have to get more paper for it now.
Well, that could actually.
And
be
I did
why.
Buy a new roll, but it was the wrong size.
This is classic.
I know, it was a disaster.
This is actually a classic. I don't know why he's not painting. I don't know why he's not painting. I didn't give him a paintbrush, but like he should figure out how to paint. Maybe that's the challenge.
What else? Bluey things. We have like a lot of Bluey playsets that are very
Rosemary.
Cute. The Bluey camper van and the Bluey swimming pool and the Bluey barbecue and the Bluey house. I'm into them.
Rosemary, I'm not. Rosemary, I'm all about experiences. I'm not avaricious like this.
Listen, oh, shut up.
Bring my child out.
To Target and buy them loads of things.
Rosemary, no, that's not what we did today. We did some food shopping.
For a hike.
There are now 8 people here consuming food.
God, and let me.
And Dad's constantly cooking gourmet meals at the rate of knots and then making all these rando snacks that like then have to be eaten. It hasn't been helpful for my diet. What about Mom's like, I'm going to make a lemon cake and then I'm going to show Nash how to make shortbread. And I was like, we don't need all that stuff today. Well, I'll be gone tomorrow. So I'll just leave it all in the press for you. I'm like,
great. No. I'll take some of it. Thanks.
I don't know. So if you'd like to take my child over to your house, you'd like to take all my children over to your house, if you'd like to give them sleepover, if you'd like to keep them for a week, that would be just a really great life experience for
them. I don't think that's a gift.
Bring them swimming, bring them to, you know, things genuinely though, like going to Sky Zone, going to,
oh yeah,
like they love going out and doing
they do
things.
Love
they actually
doing
really
things.
Do more
they
than,
love going to restaurants as well.
Do they?
Well, we brought Nash to BurgerFi the other day now, but I was obsessed with going to BurgerFi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yes.
No. I'm like, as in, I think they prefer, like, they love getting, like, McDonald's or whatever, but I think they really like going to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we used to get, when Dad worked at IBM, and we would, every year, if you entered the art competition, you'd get, like, a $5 voucher for McDonald's. The excitement of it, like, I'm going to go and spend my own voucher, you know? That was super exciting. Maybe, book tokens. I love a good book token.
Maybe we should get the kids McDonald's vouchers for Christmas, genuinely.
It's kind of a cute idea. To not be feeding into the McDonald's.
I have a question. Do you think a kid's Kindle is a good idea or a bad idea? Because I was thinking of getting one for William for Christmas the other day when it was like Prime Day. No, I didn't get it, so I won't be getting it now.
I think any device is a bad idea, and I'm just more talking from like experience of having gone down that road. I think they're all bad ideas. The longer they read books, in my opinion, the better. But you do everything on your screen, and so does Dad. So, I mean, you both like it. I just hate it.
Well,
anyway, let's go back to experiences. If you'd like to take my child to a sleepaway camp, if you'd like to take my child.
Okay, nobody's taking your child anywhere.
What about you?
I know you. I know you are.
These are for you. If you'd like to take my child to a sleepaway camp. If you'd like to take my child to your house for the weekend. If you'd like to take my child out for
the whole weekend. Sorry, you have 4 children. How many children am I taking?
A child.
I'll take her birthday.
I only have his.
You only have what?
His's. I said his or her birthday. I was like, I only have his's. If you'd like to take my child to a museum, if you'd like to take my child to a restaurant.
I don't even want to take my own children to a museum.
Well, I don't know why you asked. You literally said, what would you like?
These are gifts.
The gift of your time.
What I'm saying is.
Your time.
No.
The time that is.
No, I'm talking about a $50 budget. My time, I charge $65 an hour. So that's 40 minutes you're getting.
Is it not 45?
Roughly.
God. Okay. Do you know what I'd love? 45 minutes of you supervising them all in the back garden. That's what I would love.
They're very hard to get into the back garden, to wrangle out
there.
Rosemary,
that's why it's called a gift. The gift is for them. It's not for me. My birthday's coming up next. I'm next in line.
Okay. What do you want for your birthday?
Hang on.
No.
A weekend, a gift of a sleepaway camp for all my children.
No. Let's just talk realistically for a second, because this would be helpful for me. If you were having a birthday party and you were putting on your little birthday party invitation, here are some of the things I would like, or like themes, the type of things, like you could say makeup or whatever. What would you say?
Stop
looking like Mother Teresa. Take your hands. Part your hands, please.
That's Moses you're
part
thinking about.
Part your hands.
And then the Sea of Galilee. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, parted. Is it not the Red Sea?
I don't know what sea it was.
I think it
wasn't Galilee.
Anyway.
Hang on a second.
Oh my God, I thought that was a stump. Anyway, Rosemary, I have enough. Last night I was like, I actually genuinely want to purge the shit out of my house. So I don't want any more stuff.
I'm going to come over and help you purge the shit out of your house. I'd love to do that.
Why? What do you think? Is it annoying?
No, I just love purging. I mean purging. Like if you want to purge anything, I would love to come and help. That's what I meant.
That would be nice. Bring the baby. He can go in the swing and we'll purge. I would like to get rid of all the furniture in the basement. So I don't want to. I love books. I love bookmarks. I do love makeup.
Bookmarks?
Book tokens.
Oh.
Excuse me. I can't speak anymore.
Bookmarks.
Food. Your time, Rosemary.
Anytime I give you food, you give out. Take that with you. I literally came over yesterday with a box of 16 cupcakes. I got in the car and I was like, such a rude bitch.
I knew you thought that, but I wasn't.
Came over
so
a box
rude.
Of 16 cupcakes. She's like, take them with you.
But we ended
they
up
were
keeping
a gift.
Half of them. I didn't know they were a gift. You thought you brought them to share with us and you looked so pissed off, but you were in a bad mood anyway. So I dismissed it because I was like, gave you the benefit of the doubt. I was like, she couldn't possibly be annoyed with me. We took half. We all ate some. Took the rest home, but you looked absolutely fucking fuming. And I was like, ignore her now.
I was. I know. Can't believe you ignored me. I didn't realize I was annoyed.
I realized. But you didn't even like get them. Brandon went out of his way to get them.
No, I just was like, Anyway, listen, irrelevant. Like, feel like there's something else. Like, I brought over donuts as well. Don't eat those here. I'm like, that's a gift. I'll stop buying food for you because obviously that's not what you want as a gift.
So
this is back
food,
to the question of who am I buying these gifts for.
Just not these sweet foods.
They're not for you, bitch. They're for your children.
They don't need them.
They love them.
Edit that out, Nalim. That's really nice of you, Rosemary. That is actually really nice. You know what? They're really delighted with them. But like,
but you know I love food so much. This is truly a love gift when I bring food.
I know, and they are delighted with the two. But last night we just had, honest to God, sugar overload pavlova from mom.
And that was then, very sweet.
So sweet. It wasn't actually, I should have said, except I was trying not to hurt mom's feelings. I should have said, listen, that pavlova had double the amount of sugar it obviously should have had. I'm afraid now cupcake would probably spike my insulin to the point that I would pass out. Is that correct?
Well, as somebody
my blood
who ate,
sugar, not my insulin.
As
my
somebody
insulin,
who ate a large,
regulates it, right?
Yes, as somebody who ate a large portion of pavlova and two cupcakes, it wouldn't. You would have survived.
Well, I then drank all the rest of prosecco after you left.
So you brought
the prosecco, and I loved it.
No, I took the prosecco from your garage.
Oh,
that was your prosecco. I brought the orange juice.
Are you having a laugh right now?
No.
You said I brought prosecco.
No, I said I brought orange juice to make mimosas.
My mother
or
of
Bellinis
God.
Or whatever they are.
You can bring the next two bottles.
I will. I will. I have them, in my garage.
Them 50%. I was like, that was
we
so
did.
Nice. I literally was like, wonder why she brought it because she knew I had some. And I was like, so nice because we provided all the dinner.
See, this is what's wrong with you now. You appreciate the prosecco and didn't appreciate the cupcakes.
Yeah,
I didn't even bring the prosecco.
That's what I'm now realizing. But I'm actually shocked. So I thought you brought the prosecco because we went to the trouble of providing dinner yet again.
Dad provided the dinner.
Excuse me. I have to
I bought the groceries.
Anyway.
I'll send you a Venmo request.
I'll take off the price to two Proseccos.
I'll give you back the two fucking
Proseccos. No, it's
Proseccos.
Fine.
I'll replace them.
I drank them all. We're good. They were delicious. If I'd only had known, I would have been congratulating myself. Good job.
Well, actually, first I suggested bringing over, we have a bottle of Veuve Clicquot that somebody brought us for a wedding. And I was like, let's bring that over and we could have it. And Brandon was like, with orange juice. And I was like, no, forget it. We can have Prosecco with orange juice.
That was Tracy.
No, it wasn't. Tracy gave us a really nice bottle of rosé, which we also have in our fridge.
Oh. I should come over to your house.
The Veuve Clicquot was from Brandon's friend Jeremy, I think.
The problem is then I can't drive back. I'd have to stay the night. Actually,
listen, I would love a sleepover with just you. You would be more than welcome to come and stay the night at my house. I would love that.
But who am I and Brandon Atuas?
Why don't you come over the weekend in 3 weekends' time when Brandon's going to be at a stupid thing for the entire weekend, Gen Con, nerd convention.
Nice.
Yeah, but like I love the three boys, so it won't have to be that nice.
Oh,
I know. Her eyes, Bish's eyes just widened.
Okay, let's...
Maybe we could send the two boys over here to Don and you could come over to me.
Oh, okay. Well, let's put
Can
this
you
on...
Imagine?
Let's make a plan afterwards. All right. So what about you, Rosemary? What gifts would you like for your children? All you want is clothes for Atuas. And what about for yourself, Rosemary?
Oh, for myself?
Yeah, it's nearly Christmas.
Oh, God. Stop it. It's not nearly Christmas.
I thought we'd go on a budget this year, $20 each.
Your face. No, I was thinking like 20. I was like a budget's fine. Let's do $50. Like for the adults, $50.
Mom just said she wouldn't go over 30.
Oh, fuck mom.
Yeah, it makes you creative.
I'm going to make you all friendship bracelets and that'll be the gift of my time.
That'd be lovely. I like friendship bracelets. If you could do the beaded ones, I'd prefer them.
I can't.
Can you?
No, I can only do the embroidered ones and they can only go in one direction. Don't be getting fucking fancy now. The beaded ones. Get a grip.
Could you not?
No, I can't do a bead, Beatrice.
Could you not do some training between now and then? In fairness,
maybe I'll actually give you the maybe I'll give you the baby blanket I started knitting for Atlas last June. I've got about a quarter of the way through it.
You'd be like, this is a shoulder warmer for when you're watching
TV.
No,
maybe it could be for my next baby. My next mythical baby that I'm not allowed to have.
Oh, you are allowed.
No, bro. No, my husband says I'm not allowed.
Oh.
I know.
Suppose that's important.
I know. He has to be on board. But I listen.
Literally.
That was a creepy clown laugh.
I can't believe you're so weird. You get so creeped out by double entendres.
Because they're crap. I like a good double entendre.
No,
double entendres are poor.
No, you don't. You just actually hate them. The fact that
I'd rather you actually came out with it.
The fact that it literally...
But Brandon's penis has to be in your vagina for that. I'd prefer that to that.
Oh my God. That's horrendous.
Liam, don't take that out.
Oh, oh God, that is so
that
gross.
That was meant to be double entendre. Anyway, sorry. Listen, back to me. What would I like for Christmas? probably books also. Perfume. I have no perfume that I really like at the moment.
$30.
This is before you said the $30. Perfume.
I can get you those ones Mom used to get, the tiny little sample sizes. I can collect them between now
I'd
and
like
the
you
end of
to come over, take off all my kitchen cabinets, sand and paint them and put them all back on. That's what I'd like for Christmas.
Well, as you said to me earlier on, your time is $65 an hour. Mine is $165 an hour. So I'll probably get just the top corner of the first
one. Doing a budget. Remember, this is before the budget.
Oh, $30, I said.
So sorry, hang on. Back to, what's our conclusion? Is it kosher to say, here's what my kids want on a kid's birthday invitation?
I think you can ask for it. I think you should probably just not be annoyed if it doesn't come to fruition. I still think it's weird because I think it's for kids. Do you know what? I think it's not good for your kids to be setting up expectations that way.
Yeah, so that you're always going to get what you want. Yeah.
But I actually am not, I'm not anti the idea of saying, please no slime, no whatever, because I actually value my furnishings.
Oh my God, I'm totally pro that idea. And you know what? I'm actually not anti the idea of, if you're talking to the parents ahead, you know, like if you're like text, blah, 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 you know, text us and let us know if you're coming. I wouldn't mind if they texted back and said, great, like really looking forward to seeing you. Like gifts are absolutely not.
Do they have to really be looking forward to seeing you?
Yes. Gifts are absolutely not required, but like Liam loves Muppets and puppets and
Terror Chocolate Oranges.
And Nickelodeon shows.
Oh, what a joke.
You know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, you know, if you're like, you know, here's some things that he likes, just in case you're wondering.
And ex-girlfriend's talking about him the whole time.
Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister. We'd love to know if that's actually happened in Ireland. Because I feel like these American things often happen in Ireland a little bit later. You know what I mean? The, like birthday invitations saying what the kid wants or whatever.
Trends. Those social trends.
Yeah.
More than anything else. Yeah. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you think we're wrong. Let us know if you think Rosemary's wrong. Let us know if you think a budget of $30 is enough for Christmas presents. Thanks for listening. Oh, and thanks for the most recent reviews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually got some very nice 5-star reviews. Beautifully delighted. If you haven't already, we'd love if you would leave us a review or even just do a rating. Just click that little 5 stars. You can do it on Spotify. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on other podcast apps. I'm not really sure because I don't use them. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. Not Without My Sister is produced by Liam Geraghty. Sound and original music by Don Kirkland. And our original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Not Without My Sister is a member of The Warren.
As is our podcast, The Critter Shed.
For more great podcasts, hop along to thewarren.ie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.